Jennifer Aniston, be responsible, it's not funny to vote for Kanye. By Alana Mastrangelo on October 24, 2020. White women in Hollywood are going after black men who refuse to support Joe Biden. On Friday, Chelsea Handler said she had to remind 50 Cent that he can't vote for Donald Trump because he's a black person. And then there's actress Jennifer Aniston. She suggested that it's irresponsible to vote for anyone other than Joe Biden, telling her 35 million Instagram followers that it's not funny to vote for Kanye. It's not funny to vote for Kanye. I don't know how else to say it, said Aniston in a caption of an Instagram post showing voting early in the presidential election. Please be responsible, added the Friends star. Last week, Kanye West released the first ad for his presidential campaign, after launching it on July 4. View this post on Instagram. Hashtag if it for at Joe Biden and at Kamala Harris. I dropped my ballot off, and I did it early. I voted for them because right now this country is more divided than ever. Right now, a few men in power are deciding what women can and can't do with their own bodies. Our current president has decided that racism is a non-issue. He has repeatedly and publicly ignored science. Too many people have died. I urge you to really consider who is going to be most affected by this election if we stay on the track we're on right now. Your daughters, the LGBTQ+ community. Our black brothers and sisters, the elderly with health conditions. And your future kids and grandkids, who will be tasked with saving a planet that our leadership refuses to believe is hurting. This whole thing isn't about one candidate or one single issue. It's about the future of this country and of the world. Vote for equal human rights, for love, and for decency. Heart, P.S., it's not funny to vote for Kanye. I don't know how else to say it. Please be responsible. A post shared by Jennifer Aniston, at Jennifer Aniston, on October 23, 2020 at 11:35 a.m. PDT. Hashtag evited for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. I dropped my ballot off, and I did it early. I voted for them because right now this country is more divided than ever, Aniston's rant continued. Right now, a few men in power are deciding what women can and can't do with their own bodies, continued the actress, who went on to accuse President Donald Trump of deciding that racism is a non-issue. He has repeatedly and publicly ignored science. Too many people have died, affirmed Aniston, appearing to blame the president for the coronavirus, which originated from Wuhan, China. From there, Aniston went on to claim that your daughters, the LGBTQ+ community, our black brothers and sisters, the elderly with health conditions, and your future kids and grandkids will be most affected by this election. This whole thing isn't about one candidate or one single issue. It's about the future of this country and of the world, insisted Aniston. Vote for equal human rights, for love, and for decency. Jennifer Aniston is not the only white woman lecturing black people about who they should or shouldn't vote for. On Friday, comedian Chelsea Handler proclaimed that rapper 50 Cent can't vote for Donald Trump because he's a black person. I had to remind him that he was a black person, so he can't vote for Donald Trump, said Handler, echoing 2020 Democrat presidential candidate Joe Biden, who earlier this year declared that if black Americans are unsure whether to support him over President Trump in the upcoming election, then you ain't black. Over the summer, Aniston shamed Americans who don't want to wear a mask in public, saying that the issue is being politicized at the expense of people's lives. And it really shouldn't be a debate. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler at @alana, and on Instagram.